And now it's time for Scotland Hometown Happenings as we talk with Peggy, a roving reporter from the Scotland Journal, heard every Friday afternoon at 4:20. This weekly show is made possible in part by Poet Research Center, Hazy's Main Stop, Dakota Plains Egg, the Scotland School District, and the Rec Bar. We see what's going on in the Scotland area here today. It is Peggy from the Scotland Journal. Peggy, things got cold all of a sudden.
Yeah, right? I think winter struck.
It did. We're going to hold off, hopefully, on the snow and ice as long as we can. All this light dusting of snow, I'm okay with that.
Right. I agree.
Just give me, I don't know, give me like a light dusting every day for the rest of, it'll be melted by the afternoon instead of the big 12-inch storm. We'll take a light dusting every day until March.
Oh, there you go. Not every day.
Well, every other day. How about that?
Oh, okay.
We'll spread out the 30 inches of snow and, like, you know, we'll spread it out instead of getting
I see what you're doing. Okay.
We're going to get it anyway, so instead of getting it, you know, 8 inches here, 10 inches here, let's do like a trace of snow for 3 months. Hopefully that adds up to the same number. So
that should work.
Getting ready, I guess, for the kids, getting ready for Christmas break here, I assume, here next week, and getting a lot of activities in before that Christmas break. What do you guys have in the Scotland area this week?
We most certainly are. The girls have already had 2 basketball games, and now they will have one tomorrow with a doubleheader against Alcester Hudson, and that's going to be right here in Scotland.
All right.
And it's going to be parents' afternoon, so we're going to start it off right away. The games begin at 11:30, and that's the middle school boys. And then our JV boys and girls will start at 2, and the varsity girls at 3:15, and the varsity boys to follow.
A full day of basketball coming up tomorrow.
Yes. And if you don't want to do basketball, you can head to Rapid City and watch the girls wrestle, or you can head to Gregory tomorrow and watch the boys wrestle.
Yeah, a lot of wrestling in Rapid City for folks this weekend, so that's going on. And a busy Saturday for that. Going into next week, what do you have?
Well, we have a doubleheader in Tyndall for the basketball teams. The JV boys and girls will start at 5, the varsity girls at 6:15, and the varsity boys will follow that.
Again, it's Hometown Happenings. Here it's every Friday. We look at what's going on in Scotland, and then more wrestling next week also.
Right, and so on Tuesday as well, the lady wrestlers will be in Viborg for a quad against Viborg, Hurley, Irene Wakanda, Parker, and Marianne Freeman. So you have your pick. You can go wrestling or you can do basketball.
A lot of wrestling going on here on Tuesday. And then anything else coming up this week? What are we, less than 2 weeks away now? Maybe a week and a half from Christmas?
Yes, a week and a half. Yeah. So if you still have shopping to do, you can head to Scotland and check out all of the merchandise that we have in this city. You can visit Flowers and More, Mayday, Scotland Hardware, Scotland's Rummy Justy, and the Sanded Edge, and you will be sure to find something, and it will be worth your trip.
That is right. Check them out in Scotland to do some holiday shopping if you're still in need. Again, it's every Friday here on Q107. Again, Peggy, where can people get a hold of you? They got maybe questions, concerns, want to tell you their problems, perhaps, in Scotland. Where can they go?
We've had that before.
That's right.
They can stop by our office. We're located at 630 First Street, or they can call me. It's 583-4419, or they can always email, and that is scottnews@gwtc.net.
Scotland Hometown Happenings here every Friday. Have a good weekend here, Peggy. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great.
That was Peggy from the Scotland Journal, one of our proud sponsors of Scotland Hometown Happenings. This show is made possible in part by these community-minded sponsors: Hazy's Heating and Cooling, the Scotland Chamber of Commerce, the Scotland Good Samaritan Center, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, and the Landman Jungman Memorial Hospital. To listen to this edition of Hometown Happenings, visit our website at Q107radio.com and click on Hometown Happenings.